On March 23rd, 2024, Colorado State University's a cappella group, Basic A Cappella, joined KCSU's Elena Tennyson, aka DJ May, for an in-depth interview and performance. This is a pre-recorded broadcast.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and tell. Our first song is going to be Love Me Like You by Little Mix. It was arranged by me, Gail, and our soloist for the song is going to be Caitlin. Next, we're going to go ahead and sing Killing Me Softly, which was by Roberta Fleck, and this arrangement was inspired by Infinity Song. This was arranged by Ben, and our soloist will be me, as well as Elena.
Yay! I'm excited to hear. Take it away, y'all!
Bum shala la la bum shala la la bum shala la la bum 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 down.
He may get the biggest collar, don't be thinking from the well, or he can go for love. Said he got a lot of colors, darling, he can find my love. It's you I'm dreaming of. They tried to romance me, you got that nasty.
Dutch.
So baby, Dutch. Baby, Dutch. Come Dutch. Save me. Dutch. Don't need those other lovers when I got my number one.
Down,
last
down,
night
down,
I lay in bed so blue, cause I realized the truth
down,
it can't
down,
be
down,
like
down,
you.
Down,
I tried to
down,
find somebody
down,
new,
down,
baby
down,
they
down,
got a clue,
down,
can't
down,
I
down,
be
down,
like
down,
you. Used to get it, what a love. Heard you were pouring out your love. I could never get it enough. Now I'm dealing with these boys when I really need a man who can do it like I can. They tried to romance me, but you got that nasty, and that's what I want. So baby, baby, come and save me. Don't need those.
Strumming my pen, singing my life. Ooh,
I pray that he
Basic Acapella on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. I'm curious, what is the history of Basic Acapella?
Yes. Honestly, Basic has gone through so many different hands, so many groups of students that put their own unique twist on it. I actually couldn't tell you exactly when Basic was founded, but I think maybe 3 or 4 of us in here have been here, I think 3 years is the longest. So it's just really interesting to have seen those different phases and seen again like how that history does develop and lead to the group that we're in today, which is a great one.
Yeah. Why acapella? What made you join?
I started in high school playing band. I was a trumpet player. And so you might be thinking, like, how did I end up in choir? It was, honestly, acapella was always more accessible because the bands are a big time commitment. And I knew that, like, I was a huge fan of Pentatonix.
Mm-hmm.
You might think I was a huge fan of Pitch Perfect, but I really don't remember that one. But yeah, it was always just like a really fun way to get together. And like you said, there's something so powerful about the human voice. Yeah. And acapella's whole goal is just to embody that and bring it to the max. So it's been really fun.
That's amazing. What draws you to music in general? I know some of you are music majors, but not all of you. So what draws you to music? Is there something in particular?
For me personally, I just think music is a really good way to express myself. And as a STEM major, I have a lot of stuff going on all the time, exams every week, always, and it's just really stressful. But when I can just come and like be with my friends and like sing for a couple hours every week, it just makes me feel a lot better. So.
That's awesome. I'm a singer myself as well, and something I experience is performance anxiety. I'm curious if any of you experience that and what you do to help that.
So I kind of just deal with it.
Yeah.
Nah, but actually, it's kind of just relaxing, knowing that we've been practicing, that we're doing well, and that we got an amazing group of people here. So just believing in ourselves and making sure that we're all going to do great no matter what.
For sure.
And I also want to add that I think this group in particular, I think of it as, yeah, a music group, but also a social group in the sense that there is nobody in here that I would not want to hit. Like, we hang out all the time. And in that sense, I think having an environment with such lovely people that make it such a comfortable thing to sing, mm-hmm. such a comfortable thing in rehearsals, really translates, I think, in the big picture to performances and stuff like that.
Yeah. Awesome. Do we want to get back into the music?
Yay!
All right.
So, the next song's coming up. We're going to go into Cecilia by Simon and Garfunkel.
Nice.
And then after that, Telescope, which is by Keja Elephant,
mm-hmm.
arranged by and featuring Gail as the soloist.
Sweet. I'm excited to hear. Whenever you're ready.
Oh.
I'll also say that Ben arranged Cecilia.
Yeah.
There's no soloist, but...
Celia, you're breaking my heart, you're shaking my confidence today. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please to
confidence to do.
Listening to Basic Acapella on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. That was amazing, y'all. Great job.
Thank you.
So I think your voices blend so naturally together. I'm curious, were your voices a natural fit right from the start, or did you have to kind of work at that?
It's always kind of an ongoing process, trying to always work to blend. And part of it is the syllables we use. Part of it is in the audition process, we have little groups sing. And that way we can see if anyone's voice just is struggling to blend from the get-go. And so that way we know people are capable of blending their voices. And then as we learn the songs, it's kind of starting to get the notes. And then once people have it, we work on the blend, the dynamics, more expressive aspects.
I think, too, there are so many unique tones in this group that are gorgeous, right? And so it's also, like, I think everybody in here is so, something they're so good at is understanding, like, and working towards when to really let that tone come out, maybe on solos, maybe on songs that are a little more, like, a little scraggly, you know, and when to really, like, adapt those tall vowels and to blend together and listen. And so I really appreciate everybody. I think that's just a strength of everybody in here, I think, isn't it? But not at first, but we get there.
Nice. I've noticed that it's very precise. You have to pay attention to the details. And I know some of y'all are reading music. And I'm curious if all of you are classically trained or maybe not. No? Getting some head shakes?
When we have people audition, there is no requirement to even be able to read music. We're very open, and we just want to have as many beautiful voices join the group as possible. So we don't really look for anybody who's classically trained. I think a lot of us have experience in like formal choir backgrounds, but it's not a necessity to be in the group.
Yeah. Is this most of y'all's first time in a cappella, or have you done it before?
I mean, yeah, personally, it was my first time doing a cappella when I started here. I mean, other people want to throw their stuff in.
I had never been in an a cappella group before. Big Pitch Perfect hand over here. And when I heard that there was just like a super awesome supportive group of people that love singing, I was like totally down and I was super excited to be a part of it.
And I guess quickly, like, I'm just gonna talk about how much I love this group, I'm sorry. That's the other thing is, like, especially if you don't have a classical background, I think there's so many tools. Like, we have like audio files on a drive, we have music with other people, we have wonderful banner music director teaching us. So there's an opportunity to grow in a very like safe place, as well as because our group only sings songs that are arranged by people in the group, there's a really big opportunity as well to try arranging for the first time, which I think is very cool and unique and sick.
Yeah.
Awesome. Anyone else want to answer?
I had a pretty like formal choir background, so like when I first auditioned, I had a lot of like trouble singing pop songs for the first time because I was so used to singing like Italian. So like it was and like have like a flavor to your singing, and I kind of had to unlearn that. But I mean, I think it's a good opportunity for anybody who likes singing. And I started like arranging myself, as Gail said. But like I think it's a fun avenue if you just want to. Something fun. It's not too serious. Like, we take pride in our work, but it's like, yeah, it's not too serious.
We giggle
a lot.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I would love to hear some more music. Once again, this is Basic Acapella on 90.5. Yeah.
So these are our last two songs. Coming up next, we're going to have a Snow Patrol medley featuring Crack the Shutters and Chasing Cars. Our soloist for that is going to be Caleb and Jacob. That was arranged by our former member and previous music director, Kyle Salois. And I think everyone said his last name right. And then after that, we're going to have Still Feel featuring JJ as the soloist, originally by Half Alive, also arranged by Kyle. That'll be our end. So thank you for having
us. Sweet, take it away.
And briefly, I want to say that Ben and JJ have been beatboxing these songs, and they're going to beatbox the next songs. And it's really impressive, and that's, I want to shout them out too, because it's really impressive. Yeah.
Three,
cool your bed, warm hands down on the broken radiator. When you lay them freezing on me, I mumble, can you wake me later? So it doesn't stop you. You run your hand from my neck to my chest. Crack the shutters open wide. I wanna bathe you in the light of day. And just watch you as the rays take across your face and body. I could sit for hours finding new ways to be on each minute. Cause the daylight seems to want you just as much as I want you. Just lay here. Would you lie with?
dim, 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 dim.
Let's waste time chasing cars around our heads. I need your grace to remind me to find my all.
If I cry
the shutters open wide, I wanna be here with the light. Just lay here. Would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told.
Yeah. I'm a space, part of my soul, lost in between, so it seems out of control.
Floating in outer space, I'm a space, a part of my soul, lost in between, can't keep me asleep for long.
I still feel alive when it's hopeless. I start to notice.
Basic Acapella on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Wow, we really ended with a bang there. That was amazing. I love that. Yeah. Oh my goodness, I wish y'all had more songs I could listen to you sing all day long. All day. I have a few more questions for y'all if you have time. I would love to hear more about your creative process, your rehearsals, or what goes into it. Do people kind of learn beforehand and then you come together?
Yeah, for sure. So it's kind of a mix of all sorts of things. It starts from deciding what songs we're going to sing and how they're going to be arranged, which that how we've been doing it is more of an independent process. We used to have voting where people would kind of throw out songs that they wanted arranged, but then that might mean who's ever assigned to arrange that song has to arrange a song they don't even really care about or like they didn't want to arrange in the first place, which means that it's kind of like a job for them, and we don't like that. So now it just turns into whoever wants to arrange a song can do it and offer it to the group. And then we'll learn that through various methods, starting kind of discussing the general structure and breaking down parts for people. And then they'll listen to the audio because the listening really helps to get it. So that goes on for a few weeks until we have like a good bare bones. At that point, we'll open it up for soloists, audition specifically. So we have who's ever interested sing, and then who's ever not interested vote, and that's how we elect our soloist. And then after that point, it just comes down to kind of learning the entire song and mastering it, so that when we're in a performance, we can rock it.
Nice, very cool. I know you said that you hang out a lot outside of a cappella. I'm curious how that translates into your performances.
I mean, so to put it bluntly, like thinking about these are people that we're spending at least 4 hours a week with just in rehearsal. And so in that sense, we know it works because it works. You know what I mean? And so in that sense, we have some bonding activities outside we do just outside of rehearsal. Sometimes we get dinner. We have breaks in rehearsals, as well as I just think a lot of friendship. I think it translates into songs. Kind of like I said earlier, we were talking about anxiety, is that when you have, at least for me, when you have a very safe group of people who are wonderful and who you know is going to support you and who you get along with and who you really get to know, I just think it's a lot easier, number one, to have fun and not get too much in your head. And I think that shows in our performances with our energy. Liv.
I also think that it helps when we're, like, giving criticism because, like, you know that the person is not, like, out to get you or, like, doesn't like your voice or something like that. They just want the whole group to be better. And it's, like, it's not coming from a place of malice. Everybody just wants everybody to sound good. And like knowing all these very amazing people, it's like it helps with the creative process a lot.
Okay, one last thing. Just on that note, how we all get along so well, really enjoy the time we're spending together. It makes it a lot easier to have a community first mindset. Like Gail was saying earlier, it's not just a music group that we come to, it's a social group. So we're always looking out for each other. And in that way, we're lifting everyone up, trying to help us get better at things we're struggling at. Not like a competitive energy is there at all. Like, we're just looking to help each other out and make the best end product that we can.
Nice, very cool. I know you have like a new rotation of people as people graduate and audition. Does that dynamic change at all, or do you have to work at it every time? Gail, I see you making faces.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's just being inherently like a college group. You're going to have people leaving every year and then new members coming in. I'm just going to brag on our behalf. There's a lot of new members, and they've been absolutely killing it, and it sounds great, as well as the officer team. This is all our first year doing it. So kind of we've had like a new startup, I feel like. And it's just been really good.
And I'll add too, like logistically, again, this group values group input and community. And so in that sense, like, yes, members change, yes, leadership changes, and some traditions absolutely stay the same. For example, every spring showcase, which is coming up, we do a specific song every year that the seniors have solos on, people who are graduating. So traditions like that stay, and if there are traditions or policies that don't really work for our group, we have a really, I think, good and expansive like group constitution where members can go ahead and propose an amendment. We have voting systems, and in that sense, I think we try to ensure that everybody is being heard. So as the group changes, there's a lot of room for it to sort of fit with the members and sort of what we're feeling this year. It's been very, very different in the past years I've done it. All of them have been lovely. And it's lovely now. Yeah.
Nice. What's next for those of you graduating?
So I graduate on a weird semester, so I graduate next December. But I'm going to continue at CSU going into grad school, hopefully. So
nice. Yeah. So, it's exciting.
Yeah. So very exciting, and hopefully getting married. So.
Yay! Yay! Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Send him one flower.
Everyone's invited.
Right now, I'm joining the Peace Corps after I
graduate. Oh, wow.
So I'll have this last summer in the U.S., and then unless they deny my paperwork somehow, then I'm going to live in Mexico for 2 years.
Wow, very cool.
Nice. And also, I think, shout out Shelby, who is not here today. She's our social media coordinator. Oh, yes, Shelby. It's her birthday today. Woo! So if you're on air, say it out loud. Happy birthday to Shelby, everybody listening. Maybe she'll feel it. And she is graduating. So I just want to say we love her very much.
Awesome. Very exciting. For listeners that may want to get involved with BASIC, what should they know? Are there any upcoming auditions?
Yes. So BASIC holds auditions at the start of every fall semester. We usually table at the... The Involvement Expo. We usually have our little mascot, Scrappy. He's a little skeleton. We'll have candy, we'll have treats. There will be information about auditions, again, on our Instagram, BASIC Acapella. And the reason why we only have auditions... Oh, two S's, BASIC Acapella. Thank you. we have auditions at the start of every fall, so we can have that whole year to really... We've been talking a lot about growing community and group dynamics and really working that out. So that really allows everybody to get close and really meld together. We do have a showcase coming up, which I would like to say, is on April 28th. We will be having a showcase. Our date is set. We are currently solidifying our venue. So again, keep track on our Instagram. But all that money goes back into our organization, and we'll have a lot more songs, and we'd love to see you there.
Amazing. April 28th. I'll have to be there.
Oh, and what you should know briefly before you audition is that you should come and audition, and it will be great.
That's it. Yeah. We're all nice.
Yeah, I promise we're nice, and maybe we'll even give you snacks.
Everybody, oh, that's nice.
Also attractive. We're all
like, say that closer to the
mic. Awesome. Well, thank you all so much for coming in today. Is there anything else anyone would like to add?
Can we harmonize on ba 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 ba?
Before we do that, thank you very much to KCSU and Elena. Yeah. So much. Yes. So lovely. So nice. So fun. Listen
so
to
nice
KCSU.
To have you.
Donate to KCSU. I see a
sign. True. Thank you for that. We have Venmo, KCSU
Go to
FM.
KCSUFM.com. Yeah.
Scale. That's amazing.
Yeah, we're going to harmonize on how we end every rehearsal. It's very pitch perfect.
It's never pitch perfect.
La 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 BASIC.
We just pick random notes every time.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much. Michigan. Once again, this was Basic Acapella on 90.5 KCSU, and this is DJ May heading out. Woo! 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 Yes! Yes! That was DJ May with Basic Acapella. For more information about Basic Acapella, you can visit their Instagram at Basic Acapella, BASSICACAPELLA, on Instagram. If you enjoyed what you heard, you can check out more of KCSU on our website at kcsufm.com, our Spotify at KCSUFM, or anywhere else you get podcasts.